A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio. Zamet will auto-tune this in post, I'm sure.
Hi everyone, welcome to this week's Shut Up a Second. I'm Cass.
I'm Zoe Bellotto.
I'm Adam. And today's topic is...
creatures of the sea, but not fish.
Under the sea!
There'll be no fish in this episode, under the sea.
What do you think is the best non-fish undersea thing that you would want on your body to help you live under the sea?
What doesn't count as a fish?
A shark's counting?
Did jellyfish count?
Yeah.
They've got fish in the name.
No, I think jellyfish aren't fish.
Because they don't look like fish at all. Sharks look like fish.
They got fish in the name.
Yeah, but so does starfish. That ain't a fucking fish.
All right. So fish is just fish.
Just fish. Are we should count sharks?
Oh, I...
We count dolphins?
Oh, well, mammals, they don't count.
Oh, yeah, mammals, different.
Dolphins, whales.
Whole different kettle of fish. I really like the fins that turtles have.
Yes,
flippers. I've framed myself in a fish-centric world. I'm still calling them fins. I love flippers. I thought of myself with flippers for feet, but I think flippers for legs would be best.
Yeah, just for feet is weird.
Yeah, just imagining my feet.
Well, like the Mexican walking fish thing.
Do they have just flippers for feet?
No, they have
got feet.
They've got feet with the webbing.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know because I had a Mexican walking fish as my third grade class pet. Its name was Fluffy.
Fluffy?
It was an albino.
Aren't they all albino?
Hey. Hey,
jinx.
Oh, no. No, I'm. This is my job, Adam. Don't make me.
It's not up to me whether or not you follow the rules.
Oh, yeah. Nah, don't call the police. Let's do this. Sorry, axolotl, Zoe.
Yeah. I thought they weren't always albino.
What color are they?
Different, like it's just very.
Did you not ever do like
brown?
Did you not ever study them? Surely if you have a pet something, you would study it.
We're going back 20 years of something.
I didn't know.
I
don't know how old you are. For me, you could be anywhere between 10 and 30.
Oh, thank you for thinking I'm under 30.
That was a joke, but all right.
I'm so flat. I remember when I turned 21, all my friends were shocked that I turned 21. Like when I sent out the invites for my 21st birthday, all my friends are like, fuck, we already thought you were 27.
Oh,
and I was like,
my God.
I was like, thank you.
Who are you hanging out with?
27-year-olds.
27-year-olds. A lot of people in their like late 20s, early 30s. And so when Jesus. I sent out invites, everyone was like, the fuck?
How did you get in? Who let you in?
We have a sign at the door.
25 and up only.
It's like one of those bad clubs.
No, they're 28s and over.
Yeah.
I would know from friends.
You're not a model. We don't know.
No, no one does.
I would like squid tentacles. Are we just taking bits from not fish animals?
Yeah, bits from not fish. Yeah. If you wanted to live underwater but you had to have non-fish bits, gills are a given, you can breathe.
Yeah, all right. So I would like a couple of like tentacles in between my arms down the side, like octopi tentacles, not squid tentacles, because octopi tentacles got the suckers.
And
we all know I'm a big fan of a sucker.
If I might just quickly interject some facts.
But that's only because you sell snake oil.
It's only because she buys snake oil. Wait, I think I missed that. Never mind. So apparently with octopus and co, those are technically arms and...
The front two are arms, aren't they? They have two arms and the rest are legs.
That's so cool. And so with the squid, because they've got the dangly bits that are like a thick jellyfish, and then they've got the ones which are long with sucky hands that look like Squidward's hands.
Yes. So they've just got suckers on the bottom.
Yeah. So... You want the long ones with suckers to the pit?
Oh, yeah, I want suckers to the pit. So I want my arms and my legs, but I want four, so two on each side going down my belly.
The unfortunate thing with that, though, is with an octopus, octopus's body is, if you can imagine an octopus's body, is the head and then the tentacles. If you've got the tentacles coming out of where, did you say?
I'd like it down my sides.
Down your sides.
On my love handles.
When they're hanging, like, limp or whatever... They're in danger of just sticking to you.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's out of the
way. I'm not constantly, like, sucking on myself.
Do octopuses get to pick when they're sucking?
I don't assume so.
Surely they're muscle controlled.
Yeah, I just always imagined it, like, I know that they're not, but in my head they're, like, tiny little mouths that they can be, like.
I don't know how it works.
Like, tiny little mouths. They just don't eat.
Yeah, exactly.
Looks like they're always gripping to me.
They might always be gripping. Either way, what I would do is like...
A, B, G.
Always be gripping.
I would lay them down my sides, keep them nice high and tight.
Yeah.
And then when I need them...
That would be good in a fight. Like when first pair and then...
You want to fight me now? And then I punch four guys at once with my tentacles.
Any guy is staying in that fight when you've revealed that you have tentacles.
I think he's brave.
Intimidation factor alone means that you will never have to fight someone again.
Oh, that's great. Because I'm getting into so many fights nowadays.
If I didn't know you and you had tentacles, you bust out tentacles for a fight, I'm like, I don't need any of what is going on here.
Witchcraft, run.
Presumably, yeah, I'm like... This is, if I die, I will lose my soul or something.
Do you know sometimes with birth defects when they sometimes...
What a line.
Oh, goodness, Zoe, where is this going?
Only good places, I reckon.
There is a specific type of birth defect where the legs, the skin on the legs is fused together.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like mermaid syndrome or something.
And
yeah.
So that's where I was going because... Would you be fleshy? Like, would you be human flesh?
I'm thinking of your octopus flesh.
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out. Like, would it be with Cass and her flippers and me and my octopus arms, would they be, like, skin tone and like, human-y, or would they just be, like, where you draw a distinct line and then, like, purple arms are coming out my side?
Well, tongues are a bit purple and they're still on the body. I reckon you can have... Oh, my God, it would look like big tongues.
Oh, it would look like big tongues.
Four big tongues.
I'd lick everything.
Lick your foes.
Oh, I would lick my foes. Lick them in a fight.
But it's not actually tongues.
No, it just looked like tongues.
Yeah.
People would
dress them up like
tongues.
Well,
then you're not actually lit. Never mind. Whatever.
Are they wet? In my mind, they're wet.
Yeah.
Well, you're underwater, so presumably they're wet.
Yeah, so...
Oh, my God, underwater fights. You'd have to I don't know how well you'd do because you'd be fighting against people who've chosen to have crabs for hands.
That's true.
I mean, crab claw.
No, because what if I...
That's the scenario. We're not allowed to pick anyone else to fight and everyone else has picked crab claws. Zoe, you are the one octopus lady in the world of crab people.
Well, because I was about to say, what if I'm fighting someone who's like been like, you know what, I really like the fucking pistol shrimp and fuck you.
Is it piston or pistol?
Let's just say
saying whatever you're saying. Shut up a second. It's not about getting the facts straight.
Let's say piss
shrimp
and keep
it's
going.
It's on me for trying to make this factual.
I actually think it might be piston.
Please keep saying pistol. I would prefer you to continue with pistol.
I'm going
to
take Cassie's advice and just call them piss shrimps. Imagine, no, because there you don't even have to get close to someone if you've been like, I just want one piston shrimp claw. And that's it. And it's tiny, but it's still got so much force behind it.
Mm.
And they don't even got to punch you. They just got to go near you and be like, and then
it's the sonic boom. Yeah, that's it's stuns and kills.
Yeah,
they fuck up submarines with that.
I know, they're fucking big clusters. Cool.
Yeah, they fuck submarines up.
They're fucking little assholes. I love them so much. Little assholes of the sea.
They don't know they're doing it.
Yeah, what if you picked something like super lame? Like, what if you were like, I want the power of a sea cucumber?
Oh, that's lame, is it? Cool.
What are you picking, Adam?
Well, I'm going to my backup. Seriously, though, quick question. Is it just in Pokemon, or do sharks actually have skin that cuts people?
What? I think
that's just in Pokemon. In Pokemon, there's a Pokemon that when you touch it, it hurts you because its skin is like sharp.
I'm assuming, I know that shark's skin is rough.
Yeah, it's rough.
All right, I guess not. Never.
Maybe if you're
weak. I'm going to my backup. So there's a type of shark, I think it is, or some sort of bottom feeder. What it does is, the way it feeds, it finds a big animal, like a whale or something like that.
Mm.
It latches on like a leech would, and then it cuts a circle, like a ball of flesh out of whatever it's latched onto, and swims away with that. That's how it feeds. I want that thing's mouth. I want to latch on and feed like that. Speaking of fucking up submarines, they do that to submarines. In the Cold War, fun fact for shut up a second. During the Cold War...
We haven't done facts in so long.
We never knew this animal existed. During the Cold War, submarines would come up with little chunks missing, and people, like US sailors or whatever, are like, the Russians are coming after us. And then we discovered this animal, and we're like, that's what's happening.
Oh, but that means it was eating metal. That's bad.
Well, it's good for it.
Fucking serves them right.
That's true.
If they can't tell they're not biting flesh, they deserve to die.
Can you imagine taking a bite of something and just like going to, you know, bite through a meaty surface and it crunches and you're like, I'll get this. Not stopping.
That's like gristle and meat.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's like when you get a bit of gristle.
Oh, that makes me feel unwell. Or when you're eating a stir fry and it's all like soft or crunchy. No, soft or crisp.
Mm.
And then you crunch into something and it feels like you've bitten into sand.
I actually do know that feeling.
Oh, that is a horrible feeling.
I had a point of something I wanted to raise. And There was like, I was like, and Zoe, talk. And my brain was just like, good, you're doing well. And I was just sitting there in silence. I would like, if possible, I don't know if this is against the rules, but if I could get a second.
Okay, go. Okay, so that's just basic one. Now you're fighting. Now you have to...
Oh, no, because fighting, I just wanted to have a hammerhead, like a hammerhead shark.
Oh!
Just because it's funny.
Do you still want your eyes on either side?
Yes, please.
Do they use that as a weapon? They do, don't they?
Yeah, because they're busy hammering stuff.
They swim through... Just swimming.
Yeah, they swim there, shake their head side to side, like they're always saying no.
They're dizzy. What do you think the worst thing to have if you were like, okay.
Eyes on either side, like the hammerhead shot.
Yeah, you got reverse Little Mermaid. You got Little Mermaid 2, and you can go in, but instead of becoming a mermaid, you can become any creature you want.
Pufferfish. That's a fish.
I want to live in the sea as a mermaid. And Mama's like, you have no idea. We come from the sea, and it's better that we're here.
That literally is the plot of...
Yeah, I know, really? I know. Yeah. But in this version, she's not a mermaid. She's a hammerhead shark, actually. Sorry, I guess I didn't make that clear. That's on me.
You just came back and you were coral.
Coral's not alive.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Look it up.
It definitely is.
I'm taking my facts from the Aragon series.
And Pokemon, apparently.
Corsola? No,
sorry?
Yes, and Pokemon.
No, Pokemon series proves that it's live.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying it's not, so I'm not getting my evidence from the Pokemon series.
No, I was saying before... Fuck. Okay. I'm not going to explain this to you. You should just know better.
If you know whether or not coral is alive...
Coral is alive, because if it's not a sea creature, it's a plant, and plants are alive.
Okay.
No, they eat things, don't they? Yeah. No, that's anemones. There's... a type of thing in the sea, and it looks like a plant, but it has to feed.
Yeah, but
anemones do shock creatures. I don't know if they eat creatures, though.
Mm. Yeah, they would shock them to eat them. Like a dragonfly.
Or maybe to stop them from being ate.
What am I thinking of?
Are you thinking Venus flies
yep.
traps?
Yes, I am.
They eat the things
they eat. And they're a plant. Do. So, no, we've proven that coral is alive. Because the coral reef you is dying. Because the coral reef is dying.
It is dying.
So how can it be bleached. Dying?
Dying is maybe just a way of saying that.
No, because they can't. Oh, okay. If you go swimming, you have to make sure that you
don't put on sunscreen. Mm-hmm. Because you bleach the ocean. Oh. I can't believe that was right.
Yeah, as you swim, it washes off you, obviously, even if it's waterproof, and it, like, sits on the coral, and then the coral can't get its sunlight, and it dies.
That's super sad for coral that I'm not going to stop putting on sunscreen.
I'll burn for coral.
No, just cover your body.
Hashtag burn for coral.
Burn for coral.
No, just... remember oh, slap.
Just cover all of our bodies, then live in a 1950s utopia.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The whole point of going is to the beach is so that everyone cats? Can see my hot bod.
But don't
you
go
want
on the
Handmaid's Tale?
That's not what that is, Adam. I just want to keep the coral safe and also not get a sunburn. Surfers wear wetsuits and they're cool.
Yeah, no,
surfers
well,
are pretty cool.
Surfers are so cool.
I don't know. All the surfers I've met have kind of been dicks.
I don't know many surfers. Any surfers.
I tried surfing once. Very bad.
You ride surf camp?
Yep.
I did they a similar thing in year 9.
Oh, that's good.
I could get up on the board, but that's as far as I go.
I got my first ever boyfriend at year 8 surf camp.
Ooh.
And it was such a year 8 experience because someone asked me a question and I didn't hear what was going on. And I went, yeah, sure. And they were like, yeah, she'll date you. And then I dated this guy for 2 days because I was too awkward to do anything.
Oh, my goodness. That is phenomenal.
And that's how I got my first boyfriend. And it's only gotten better from there. It hasn't. I'm always hoping that men just mishear what's going on and then say yes to me and then trick you.
Comes full circle.
Tricky women, tricking the boys. Look at us with our makeup and mumbled words.
A lot of dating advice in Cosmo. Trick men.
Trick, I guess. If a man is unsure if he wants to date, you just mumble more stuff to him. Make yourself seem mysterious.
Always wear masks.
Always be masking.
Always be masking.
Imagine if it was one of those, like, what are the plague masks that look like little birds?
He won't know how long your nose is or short.
I like her. She looks like a big bird and she always mumbles to herself. She's so mysterious.
Looks like a big bird keeps mumbling to herself. There's vomit down her front.
Vomit or old soup? So mysterious. You'll never know.
Bro, I think I love her.
Is it a wig? Is it hay? Is she a horse? The mask is longer now. You don't know if she's wearing stilts or if her feet are just small.
I don't know whether or not she knows English.
Bro, she's the woman of my dreams.
I think I'm going to marry her.
Dude. I think I'm in love, man.
Like, I just saw her. You know, I just saw her and I just knew.
Something about the way that she stumbled more than she walked.
It really made me think that, like, she'd never leave me. Because, like...
This one can't run.
Stumbling down the aisle.
You could get the bumper lanes off like you were bowling. Just guide your wife.
Instead of you know
it's
how
like
on
playing
the
wedding march, but it's just like tripping over the keys as well. Like,
I hope
she's beautiful.
Just like, you know how on the sides of the pews they'll put like bouquets or flowers or whatever, just bumper pads instead for when she's bumping into them.
She's gonna make it, bro. She's gonna make it. Dude, are you fucking sure?
They're a fucking match made in heaven.
She stumbles, he's a human man, she might be a horse.
She definitely is part something.
And then once you're married, you can take your mask off and be like, I'm done. There's no more mystery for you. I got what I wanted. That's marriage, right?
Yeah.
Tricking someone to spend the rest of their life with you?
Yeah, there's no way out.
Yeah.
That's well, no one says this. They don't put it in movies because they don't want you to realize. But the priest says that right at the end. And I pronounce you man and wife. There's no way out.
You may kiss the bride. Wait, what?
Those two rings have a little chain in between them.
Oh! That would be like...
It's like actually just handcuffs.
No, getting like those friendship rings that say like best and friends that are broken up. I think you and Jack had some.
Yes.
But like they have a friendship bracelet, like one of those braided woolen ones.
I don't think it said best and friends. I think it said be fr, and the other one said stens.
Stens.
But it makes sense when you put it together.
Which you can't do on a ring.
Yeah. You're not the fucking Power Rangers.
My one just fell apart. It's so sad.
We should buy cheap best friend
Jackson
rings.
Bought cheap ones, and bought it online just to get over a really quota care. So that he could get free shipping or something.
That's so dumb. I love that.
Oh, that's like, I don't know. That's the nice thing about online shopping is being like, oh, what can I get for $3?
What?
When you have to make up the shipping.
Oh, if I have to make up the shopping, they're like, if you spend an extra $3, you get $15 off shipping. I'm like, hey, I've got an excuse to buy another $30 thing.
That's also a very good option.
So, a couple days ago, the other week or whatever, I wanted a sweater vest, yeah?
I remember you buying this.
Because I'm hot for sweater vests.
Dad so, bod.
Dad, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely not progressed past that. So I wanted a sweater vest and I told myself I was going to go to online shopping to this website that I like or whatever. And I told myself I'd only get one if it was on special. No other reason. I go on, it's on special. I'm like, sick, I'll get it. And then when I get it, they're like $40 and it's free shipping. So I'm like, well, all right, I might as well get an extra thing just for the free shipping. Because otherwise I'm paying about $40 anyway.
Yeah.
So I get the extra thing, mm-hmm. and it's like, sick. What was it? It was, so.
You spend another $40, so you get 20% off.
It was, if you spent $75, you got 20% off, I think, or something like that, 15 or 20%. And I'm like, it kind of works out pretty well. Like, free shipping as well. Then, like, I'm only spending a little bit extra to get a lot. And I'm buying anyway, so I might as well get a little
Treat
bit more.
Treat yourself.
Yeah.
I couldn't find the $75. Like, I saw the $75 voucher when I first logged in. But then when I actually was at the checkout, I couldn't find it. And I'm like, no, that's very annoying. And instead, it suggested $20 off if you pay $100. And I'm like, well, ooh. I've made myself up to $75. What's $80? I was going to spend $75 anyway. I might as well spend $80.
So how much did
you... So I spent $100 for a $20 sweater.
But how much money did you save?
I saved a lot. I probably could have spent... everything I got was on special. So how much do you... How do you want me to calculate what I saved?
Everything that you saved.
All right.
Oh, too many
so
pennies.
Before I get into that, let's just have a quick word from our sponsors. Maybe.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Also, if you want to grab a set of Sans Pants pins for a limited time only, we have them available from our website, sanspantsradio.com/merch, or click the pins and posters tab. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/merch. So pretty much everything I bought was on special at half price, so immediately $200.
Oh, so you've saved $100.
I've saved $100. Then shipping. Mm-hmm. Which would have been like $15, maybe $20. So I've saved I saved more money than I spent.
That's phenomenal. Yeah.
That means I can basically do that infinitely.
Yeah.
That's how money
works. If you save more money than you spend.
If I keep saving more money than I'm spending, then I'm actually just making money doing this. Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Does the government know about this?
I think I have. Oh. I think they got to pay me now.
You're like one of those extreme couponing women. Like just come out with like 30 carts. They're like, we spent $14.
Oh my gosh. That show... as impressive as it is, it also makes you a bit sad.
Have you ever used a coupon?
Like, no.
I have used a coupon, and it's a very interesting experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we definitely used coupons when we were younger, like, because my mom and dad had many children, too.
And they had literally the bare minimum required to say the word men.
Yep.
Or children.
So I definitely know, like, in the day, like, I am a thrifty shopper to begin with. Like, I grew up with not a lot of, like, what's the term?
Things?
No, like, expendable. Expendable income. Like, so we know how to shop thrifty in our house.
Yeah.
And then as I got older, that mentality kind of stuck, and I'm very big on, like, bulk buying and, like, Aldi and, like, places where you just.
Costco?
Costco actually doesn't work out cheaper than Aldi.
Really?
So we tried. I tried once and I was like, the math just doesn't add up. Unless you're going to buy like.
You have to buy a lot.
Yeah, unless you're going to buy a lot.
You have to basically have a family of five or something. Yeah,
which is like, and the only thing that was really worth doing it on was toilet paper. But then Aldi sells like 40 packs for like $15. That's.
Costco. I have, this is literally an ad, but we're not being paid for it.
Oh, yeah, just math.
Because I love Kleenex so much. I have started using Kleenex. I will literally, my ass will touch nothing else. I refuse at this point. Kleenex, if you want to sponsor this ad, that'd be great. But otherwise, I will keep shilling for you for nothing.
My asshole is a fancy boy.
The Kleenex mascot is like a little puppy, which is adorable, but they should absolutely instead have me with a thumbs up and a speech bubble saying, I literally cannot go back. This is the paper equivalent of crack cocaine.
Was that a pun?
What?
Was it? Oh, no, I think. Oh, it's Jackson who has the favorite brand of toilet paper, right?
Well, I think I've established that I also have a favorite brand.
No,
as in, it first, though.
Sorry. Let me fix. Jackson has the favorite brand of toilet paper that he's not allowed to get.
Because it's garbage. Jackson, I think it's from Aldi as well. I think
Aldi does good quality shit.
Jackson doesn't. But I do actually think it is from Aldi, that one, Emporium. Or maybe, I don't know though. But yeah, Jackson brought Emporium home and was like, this is amazing. And Zammit got upset. Which is like a fucking, that's hard to do.
Jackson wiping with before, like leaves. Just like getting his stick and just like trying to file his crack. Oh,
God.
I should clean.
Don't need that mental image.
I had my I'm going to say sister-in-law because I don't know. My brother's girlfriend, sister-in-law, she lives with me. She's cool. Had Tiff. She came over here the other day because it was easier to meet here before a thing we were going to. And she was so excited about the fact that all your toilet paper is on display in the toilet. Like it's all just like on a little shelf above the toilet. And she was so excited because our toilet paper in our house is hidden.
I know your toilet paper is hidden. I've been there and I've seen it run low and I thought, oh no, what's gonna happen if I have to deal with this now? It is very comforting to have all the toilet paper on display. Where is it hidden?
It's in the drawer, the top drawer.
Why a drawer?
I found it. The one time I've gone to the toilet at your place, I found it.
Yeah, it's in the top drawer. It is a weird thing. We have this discussion where we think our mum doesn't like people to know that we are human. So everything that is necessary.
Cover your mouths, children. Yeah. Cover your mouths. Don't let them see us eat.
Pretty much. Like, it's always like everything's always done in a little bit of secret to make the house look a little bit nicer. And so we're having a debate once. And it's always a point of contention because there's practicality versus the aesthetic of it. Mum will always go for the aesthetic over the practicality. Mm-hmm. Most houses go to the stove. What's over the stove handle?
Stove handle?
Like, you know.
Oh, like tea towels and stuff.
Tea towels. Yeah. That's where you keep your tea towels. Not us. We have a special drawer for the wet tea towels.
What?
That's
but how do they dry?
Crazy.
They just stay under there and they stay a little bit moist. And it's like, we have, our toothbrushes are not allowed to be left out.
What?
Our toothbrushes have to go back in the drawer.
They have to dry.
No.
My mum does that as well.
They have to go. And we don't have a special. We have a cup of toothbrushes, but just put away.
Oh.
Yeah, my mom does that one as well.
So all these like things that are just like, hey, you're a human being that has human functions? No.
No.
Not secret. In our house. Secret. Everything is a secret shame. Like we're having an argument about whether or not the shampoo and conditioner should be left in the shower.
Oh my. But that's what...
She's like, you should go back in the drawer when you're done. And I'm like, maybe you should just fucking live there because we've never done it any different.
That sounds like a display home. Your house would look like a display home.
It does look like a display home. It looks like a display home with a lot of artwork around.
Like, I heard this crazy story once of something like that, but like to the, literally to the, to an extreme degree where the family, I think they were living like in a granny flat out the back. They redid their house. And once they'd redone the house, they were like, it looks too nice. And they didn't move in. And they kept living in the granny flat out the back.
That's so stupid. That's like if you see like an episode of Hoarders and they're like, we live in a tent in the backyard because our power got shut off. And it's like, fix your life. It was the word of God.
Rattling through our bones.
Is God a witch lady?
Oh, maybe. Couldn't say for sure.
No. Yeah, we can't say no.
Couldn't say no. Hey, God, if you're listening.
Yeah. And we know you are.
Yeah.
Tweet at Douche13. Just let them know what's for.
And we have a combined sock drawer. Socks have to be hidden, but socks
you
are
have a family hey, combined person. Sock drawer.
Yes, me and my brother
That's
have
crazy.
Stepped out of the sock drawer recently because we have several pairs of the same socks and we'd like to
keep them separate.
But what happened was, so you don't realize how weird your house is until someone else points out what's weird in your house.
Agreed.
So when Tiff, my brother's girlfriend, when she moved in, she had a big adjustment period where she was like, the fuck? So we just had this commute. We have, and we always have had a communal sock drawer because my mum hates doing laundry. So she would just ball up all the socks and chuck them in this one drawer. And it just became this like thing that we just always did is have this communal sock drawer that you can just like go grab a pair of socks. The weird thing is that it's always been in the lounge room.
Oh, central to all the bedrooms.
Central, yeah.
Well, it's better than being in one particular bedroom, I guess.
And so there was all these things that she had to adjust. Like my parents' cupboard is in my bedroom, and that's just something.
My folks did that as well. Half of my wardrobe growing up was my parents' clothes that they couldn't fit in their wardrobe.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And I just have never fought about it. I've brought it up several times. I'm like, hey, wouldn't it be nice if I had my own clothes?
Same situation. Absolutely.
Mum's like, yeah, that'd be great. Never done anything about it.
My dad keeps a jacket that he had from when he was 10. Huh. We have that jacket still. Mm-hmm. Or my folks have that jacket still. It's in, well, not my, I've moved out, so it's not my wardrobe anymore, but it was in my wardrobe growing up. Why? Who's that tent? Who's that jacket for?
I don't know. My mum's wedding dress is in my closet.
Oh.
Like all of their like fancy clothes are in my closet. But then we got into a point of argument the other week because there is a shoe rack in her side of the closet that has no shoes on it because she's moved the shoes to a chest of drawers because shoes were not allowed to be seen.
Of course. No. Cass?
Yes.
Shoes mean you're a human being.
No, that's
I get
we
it.
We don't have that in this house.
None of those
beautiful
going
horses.
Around.
Oh, horses have shoes as well. I'm so sorry, cows.
So
this also,
is
horses get horses. Married.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
I just got confused then. I'm like, oh, yeah, because you know how all horses' birthdays is August 1.
What?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cass, what?
So yes, every explain. Horse, I think it's for when you're, like, you know, saying.
When every you're horse saying... farm around the world on August 1st. Fucking buckle up, gentlemen. Today's the day. All of our horses are going to give birth.
No, but every horse birthday is August 1st.
What?
What?
I think it's for... Obviously, horses come out of different horses at different times. But I
horses
think...
Horses come out of different horses.
Oh, tell me I'm wrong, Adam.
She's not wrong.
It's not that you're wrong, Cass. It's never that you're wrong.
That we're confused.
I think what it is for if you're doing like horse racing and stuff or any sort of competition when you have to say the age of the horse, it's always counted from August the 1st, the year the horse was born.
Why?
I don't know, but every horse birthday is August. Every horse's birthday is August 1st.
That's great. I'm going to have a really... Oh, we missed August 1st.
We did. I was really...
Fuck!
I know someone who's born.
Happy
on
belated
August 1st.
Birthday, all horses.
Happy birthday, ever. Every horse.
That's nice. But also, like, sad for the horses because they don't get a special day. The best part of birthdays is that everyone has to pay attention to you.
Yeah, but I'm sure not a lot of horses. Oh, no, I'm sure a lot of horses live with other horses. But they'll have people who care for them enough to celebrate them.
That's true.
Oh, if you want
I'm
a
sure
horse,
if you
celebrate
a horse birthday, you celebrate the actual day it's born. You're not worried about horse racing rules.
Look, I don't want to shock you or demystify my magical life, but I've never owned a horse.
Please don't then.
Oh, I'm so... No! I'm so sorry, Adam.
This is upsetting to me.
Oh, no.
This is genuinely upsetting. And I'm fucking mad.
Did you know I...
Don't say it. Don't demystify anything.
Okay, no, I sleep on clouds. What were you saying, Zo? About horse weddings?
What?
So I was saying something about horse weddings, and that was a reference to earlier in this same episode when we were talking about a horse person wedding. Getting married.
Oh, we didn't know they were a horse. She was so mysterious. She
she's just like... She's just not like other girls, you know?
The only types of guys that can get around the trickery is when they ask their prospective partner when they were born and they clop out August.
Bro, I think she's a horse, bro.
Hey, bro, when do you reckon she was born? She told me she was born. Bro, I think your girl's a horse.
Don't fucking talk about her like that, all right? She's
no, I mean,
beautiful.
Like, literally, I think she is an actual horse. Like, Bojack Horseman style.
Have you asked her? Yeah, she said nay. Oh, thank you, guys. I didn't deserve that.
I liked it.
Oh.
I used to know a girl. That I once knew a girl. End of story. No, I used to know a girl who could do like a fucking spot on horse impression.
God, that's cool.
Don't call it an impression. She could make horse sounds very well. Don't call it an impression.
Wait, did she do the physicality?
You do an
too?
Impression if you were talking about a specific person.
No, Zoe's nodding. She did the physicality too.
She could do like the little head shake and shit. It was real cool. So it was like a backpacker that was staying in our house for like a couple of weeks. And like every time I saw her, I was like, do the horse thing. She'd be like,
good, that's sliding good. On by pretty easily. You just had a backpacker over?
Yeah.
Did you know the backpacker?
My roommates
eventually.
Did.
This wasn't at home. This was when you were out of house, right? Yeah. Living in share house or whatever, yeah.
So there was a lot of backpackers that would just appear and you're like, I guess so. Sometimes...
I thought your folks were just like, backpacker? Yeah, sure, whatever, stay with us.
They went camping in the wild woods around your house. They were like, oh, come on in, friend. Yeah,
you could.
Like,
you have
man,
a massive
we were at
property.
A festival and we got fucking lost. And my parents were like, come on in, man, happens all the time.
You could go camping on your parents' property and not have a view of the house.
Yeah, 100%.
That's crazy.
You'd have to be up like where the ants live, but yeah.
The implication being that there is a lot of your property that just does not have ants.
Yeah. So we live on a big 3-acre property and right up in the top.
To me, that
back
implication
corner.
Is that there is a part of the property that is owned by the ants. They pay rent, presumably.
They don't pay rent, but they own that area. There's just like a little, the back corner for about like 30 meters. From the corner outwards is just a massive anthill.
Oh.
And so...
30 meters.
Yeah. I can take you there next time you come over. We can go look at the ants. I haven't seen it in years because do I wander that far out into the backyard? Not really. Like, oh my God, it must be so much fun to live like on a massive property. You must spend so much time outside.
Nope.
Yeah. Nah. I grew up with the internet, so I was... Definitely okay.
The internet brings the outside to you.
To me, from the comfort of not leaving my bed or putting on pants.
Oh, good comforts.
Oh, the best dream. Comforts.
Yeah, let's go find the ants, though.
Yeah. So they've got their little section. People, we used to, like, forget to tell people because it's, like, also in, like, this really shrubby area. So, like, people would be, like, when we were kids especially, so other kids would be, like, oh, perfect place to hide during hide and seek. And then someone would come running down with a bunch of ant bites. And you'd be, like, oh, shit.
What sort of ants?
The sugar ants or bull ants? Like the ones that bite you but
bull
aren't like
ants.
Poisonous.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's bull ants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get like a nasty bite and it'll be itchy for a couple of days, but it's not like gonna kill you. Hmm. Can any ants kill you?
Oh.
Fire ants?
Yeah.
I think fire ants can.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm no ant scientist. So.
I don't think any ants, surprisingly, shockingly, I don't think there are any Australian ants that can kill you.
That would.
Oh.
Yeah. That's actually shocking.
Yeah.
Because Australia, think, everything's trying to kill you.
Yeah. Fire ants can, but I don't think fire ants live in Australia, do they?
No, they live on Fire Island.
Very funny.
Thank you.
What are those ants that you can use as stitches in an emergency? Is it all ants?
No, not all ants. It's a specific type. I think they're African ants of some sort.
Why was I watching a survival show where that was a tip?
Guys, just question.
Mm.
What?
Oh, so... you...
Oh, Adam.
No, please. You also know. It's your story.
Well, if you've got a wound, like you've been cut and you're out in the wilderness, you can hold the cut together and get an ant to bite and then twist the ant so its head pops off.
Oh.
And because it's locked in, then you've got like makeshift sutures along your wound.
Mm.
That's crazy.
But you do kill ants doing it, so that's not good.
That's fine. I've pretty much killed ants every day of my life.
In such a scenario.
Yeah, you're so that sweet. Others may live.
The ants?
Oh, they're not eating me.
You're so sweet the ants can't help but try to eat you.
No.
That is the nicest promise of death in the wilderness I've ever had. Thank you.
How many nice promises of death have you had?
Enough.
Well, who am I competing against? Give me the top five.
Was that day she was going to get crushed by the fairy floss?
Yep. Bears couldn't resist giving you a big old cuddle.
A bear hug, as some might call it.
Oh, my God. You reckon that's why?
Yeah. 100%.
That day that leprechaun threatened to stab you.
That was
pleasant.
It wasn't unpleasant. It was a fucking leprechaun, so fair. It was cool.
All right, fair call.
I got to spend time in a rainbow. I would hardly call that a bad day.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I got threatened to be stabbed, but, like, who got to go in a rainbow? This girl. But that girl.
And the final one, of course, is too many birds trying to braid my hair and scalping me.
Was that? You made it sound like something that happened. Is that a threat?
Oh, yeah. What?
Sorry, I just have a lot of questions about all of these threats.
So Cass's life is if, like, a Disney movie and Hitchcock's
Disney movie.
The birds became one movie. So it starts off as, like, Snow White, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, the birds are braiding Cass's hair.
Have you seen that movie yet, The Birds?
Yes.
That movie ends, the way that movie ends, I think is very stupid because they drive away in a car, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I forget the protagonist's name, but he goes into the garage and he's got two cars. He's got a pickup and he's got a family car with a soft top roof. Now, in a birdpocalypse, which vehicle would you pick to escape in? Would you pick the hard top truck or would you pick the soft top car?
Now, Adam, that is a challenging question. Mm, I'm not going to lie, but I would probably go hard top.
Mm. What option do you think old Protag took?
Soft top.
Soft top? It is like the what? He fucked himself. I'm sad that the ending of that movie was not the birds tearing it open, a raven hopping down and being like, dude, you're a fucking idiot. And pecking his eyes out.
Looking him dead in the eye and saying, you, my friend, represent the folly of man.
Mm. Nevermore.
I think it's because they couldn't all fit in the pickup.
I would make them fit. Yeah. You'd like, squeeze a bit.
Oh, but how long are you driving for? How far do you have to drive till there aren't birds?
It's just in that town the birds are evil. The rest of the birds presumably are fine.
And if you want to be evil, that.
You want to go to the bird sanctuary.
I feel like if you don't know how long you're driving, you definitely want the hard top. If you could be driving theoretically until forever, the soft top is inevitably going to break.
But you can drive faster than birds fly. So if everyone's in comfort, you zoom away, you get away from the birds.
I don't know that actually, because helicopters don't move faster than cars, but helicopters tend to be better in a police chase. Because they don't have to follow road rules. They can fly.
I think if there's a bird situation going on, you're not following road rules.
Fair, but the expression is, as the crow flies.
What was the expression? Sorry, what was that?
What was that? Can you repeat that?
As the crow fries, you know, like a cook. That's the expression, right?
And on that note, I've been Cass.
I've been Zoe Bellotta.
I've been Adam. And this was Sea Creatures But Not Fish. We definitely didn't talk about fish. Tell you that much.
We did it.
Yay.
Yay. Joy having tentacles.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sandspans Radio Network, just head to sandspansplus.com, and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sandspansplus.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.